Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Welcome back to another episode of the Powered by Transova podcast. Today we are joined by Jeff Anderson in Namibia from Brazil, who is our new business manager down there. And they are going to talk all about our brand new lab in Brazil, which we just started this past September. So we're super excited about that and to get to chat with them both today. So why don't we start off and have you both introduce yourselves, talk a little bit about your background and what you do for Transova. So Jeff, why don't you go first, and then Namibia can go second.
Sounds great, Emily. So yes, I'm Jeff Anderson. I've been with Transova about 12 and a half years. Kind of served in a variety of roles. I'm a veterinarian. Started doing OPUs, transfers, and flushing for the first part of my career with Transova, and traveled quite a bit around the U.S. doing that. I've been more involved in operations over probably the last 6 years, I would say, of my career, 6 to 8 years. And I've been involved with helping to get labs started in the western part of the U.S. and also in the southern part of the U.S. So had an opportunity to be a part of those projects. As of recently, I've gotten more involved with the international operations and had the opportunity to work with Brazil as we got that started up. So it's been a really exciting career to have an opportunity to kind of be in a variety of areas in the international markets. A really exciting place to go as we continue to grow in that space.
Okay, very good. So hi, Emily, Sarah. First of all, thanks for the invitation. It has been an honor to be talking with you and also with Jeff. My name is Namibia Teixeira. I'm from Brazil. I'm a veterinary, and also I graduated in animal science here in Brazil as well. I did a master's degree in animal reproduction. And on my career, for the past 13 years, I've been working with embryo business. And during this time, I've run projects in US, Russia, Africa, Latin America. I've started at the in the embryo business as a in a laboratory, and after that, I started with the international projects. And during this time, this kind of international project, we have some projects that were more related to large scale production, and there are others that were related to more social approach. So in Africa, I've worked with some institutions such like as Netherlands Agency, World Bank. They were supporting us in projects in Africa. So, and in the past, in the recently passed, for a few years ago, I came back to Brazil, and I was running a genetic program here in Brazil using embryos to do the genetic programs. And on the past of these 13 years were great years of my life, but I think the best is about to come, because I've just became a Transova team. So I just started 3 months ago, really. So I think the best years of my life is about to come.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you. You and your expertise, both of you, you bring a vast knowledge from, you know, your roles both with Transova and outside of Transova. So thank you both for joining us. Jeff, why don't you kick us off and tell us a little bit about, like, why Brazil? Why was it the first international lab, and kind of what that partnership, like how it developed and how it all came to be?
Sure. So Brazil is a really exciting market for us to be in. It's, you know, IVF technology is not necessarily something that's new to Brazil. Back as far as, I think, 1998, kind of Brazil was a real pioneer, I would say, on the IVF technology side of things. And so we're fortunate now to be able to bring our technology to Brazil. And this partnership with Alta has been a great opportunity because Alta is really a leader on the Siemens side in Brazil. I think they have roughly 45% of the market share in Brazil and have a fantastic team down there as well. So it gives us a unique opportunity to bring our technology and also work with Alta from an embryo sales standpoint. So it came together, honestly, just really naturally, I would say. I think there's been really good synergy between our teams. And really, the Alta team as a whole has been just fantastic to work with, supporting us all the way kind of through our journey to startup down there. So it's been a really good partnership, and I look forward to continuing the partnership as we continue to grow in Brazil. There's a lot of opportunity for us, I think, down there, particularly with our DT embryo product. A lot of the embryos in Brazil are done fresh or are frozen vitrified. And so the DT technology that we have and the results that we're seeing are really encouraging and I think are going to further allow us to continue to expand.
Very good. And so, Jeff, you've been down to Brazil a few times now. Maybe tell us a little bit about how the Brazilian cattle market compares to what we see in the U.S. And, you know, how embryos kind of fit into that. Because, as you said, Brazil is kind of the pioneer in embryo technology. So maybe talk a little bit more about that and how Transova kind of fits into the big picture down there.
Sure. So Brazil has the largest commercial cattle herd in the world. And I think there's around 200 million head of cattle in Brazil. So it'd be the second largest cattle herd in the world. So huge opportunity. And I think, you know, like I mentioned before, the technology is not something new, but I think what we've seen, particularly in the U.S., Transova has put so much effort into continuous improvement of our product, and the focus of our business has always been on the end product, which is a live calf that's healthy, you know, and can lead a productive life. And I think, you know, there's definitely plenty of competitors in Brazil, but I think we're going to set ourselves aside in terms of the quality that we focus on. And I think that's something where the brand recognition that Transova has in Brazil, like the excitement that we've seen, you know, as we've been to various shows and just interacted with a lot of different clients. It's been a really positive feedback about Transova coming to Brazil. And there's just a lot of excitement in the market right at the moment. Namibia, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I completely agree 100% about what you said.
Good. We're glad that Jeff got it right. You don't have to correct him for anything, right? I'm just kidding. Yeah. Namibia, tell me, what has been your experience, you know, joining the Transova team? You mentioned that you think they're going to be some great years, and we agree. We hope that it's great, and we're looking forward to everything that lies ahead. What's your experience been with joining the Transova team and kind of integrating Transova into the market that Jeff just described?
Okay, so it has been exciting. First, because Transova was on my plans since I was at the university. And I've always heard about the company, but at that time when I finished the graduation, it looked like unattainable for me. And it's a second thing for being so excited to me to join the Transova team now. It's because we are driving this such competent company on my region. So this becomes so exciting for me. I completely identify myself too much with the Transova mission. And as much I know the Transova more, I feel that I'm in a right place that matches with my values. So I don't have words to describe how excited I am for joining to Transova.
Awesome. Yeah. And we're very glad to have you on the team. Maybe talk a little bit about the team that you've assembled in the lab and the technicians that are doing the work on farm in Namibia. You know, when we were down there in August, just the excitement, and you could really tell how proud of your people you were when we were down there. Maybe talk a little bit about your team and just the experience that they have.
Okay. So on my opinion, I think that one of the cornerstones of a success business model is an exceptional team. So with this in mind, we selected the best talents available at the market to build a multidisciplinary and complementary team. In order to have their strengths being so complementary that their individual weakness doesn't matter or are not perceptive in the business. So, and in my opinion, I think they are doing a really good teamwork now. Each member of our team so were selected due to their technical expertise and also due to their soft skills as well. Soft skills who matches to the Transova values. We brought people with huge experience in other companies to build our team now. And we are at the beginning of our breeding season in Brazil. It starts in our summer. So we are at the beginning of the breeding season in Brazil. So I can measure the energy that this team are to show to our customers the impact that Transova can bring to their business. Each good result we received from a laboratory embryo conversion and also from the field in the preg check, we are celebrating a lot. We are having a lot of good results already. And it's bringing this kind of results. It's bringing much more confidence to the team. So it feeds a virtuous wheel that bring much more energy and consolidate much more the mindset of belonging to a cause. So I think most of our team are proud to be a Transova team, to belong to Transova. And on my opinion, they are doing a really good team working here. And when we hired them, most of them went to US to be training. So most of the Transova team in US probably met them in some units, some laboratories. And after they got all the expertise, all the Transova methodology, they came back to Brazil and they spread their knowledge, the things that they learned in US through the ones that were here in the team and also to the customers. So they are spreading everything that they saw in US during their training.
Very good. I love that you have both mentioned kind of the values and that, you know, we're hiring quality people to produce the quality product, you know, embryo, which ultimately leads to that happy, healthy calf that Jeff mentioned. Jeff, Namibia just mentioned the training of the team members. Could you give us a little bit more background from a Transova perspective of, you know, how that's being handled and how that training has occurred and how we're ensuring that the quality people are, you know, continuing to do the quality service and quality results that people have come to expect?
Sure. Yeah, no, it's been a huge team effort, both from the Brazil team and the U.S. team to be able to make this happen. And as Namibia mentioned, we've had multiple team members come up to the United States. We've had multiple people from the United States making trips down to Brazil and continue to support as, you know, we continue to move forward. I feel just really proud of the team as a whole, you know, for the cooperation that's went into making everything happen. It's been a lot of planning in the process. And, you know, like we very much have utilized all of our SOPs, you know, and are going off the Transova system. And so, there's definitely been effort put into making sure that we're doing things the way that, you know, we do them here in the U.S. I feel like Namibia has done a fantastic job since coming on to the team with, you know, continuing to facilitate, just bringing on awesome people. Like she mentioned, I just can't say enough how proud I am of the team we have down there that we've been able to assemble. It really is a top-notch team, and I think it's going to be a key to, you know, our success and our growth down there is to continue to find the awesome people like we've been finding that are hungry and wanting to be a part of Transova. So any other questions related to that, I guess?
No, I think that was good, Jeff. Just I know when we were helping with the launch in August, you know, that was a question that came up quite a bit of, will the same results and consistency that we see in the US be carried into Brazil? And I think it's important to, you know, show that any Transova that you walk into, you can expect the same level of dedication to client success, which you both have elaborated on very well. And I think it's evident that anybody will be able to see that. And so I think that leads to our next question, Namibia, of, you know, for anybody in Brazil that is listening, that doesn't know what Transova does, what services is your team going to provide to the cattle producers in Brazil?
Okay, so for the Brazilian market, the Transova Brazil will offer them the IVF, only the IVF embryos in a fresh and frozen way for dairy and beef producers. And I can split this answer in two parts. For the beef perspective, the clients will be able to experience some difference on the Transova methodology, such as the consistency of results that you already mentioned, and the more production per opio, more embryo production per opio. We are already seeing this on here in Brazil. And the consistency of results is a really good thing for us here, because once you have the recipients prepared with hormone protocol to receive an embryo, it's much better to the client to have this kind of consistency. And also when the customer is already prepared their reproductive season and also genetic progress, the consistency is the role that the word that represent it. And there is a particular thing that happens here in Brazil very often, that is the genetic sales through DT embryos. So, for example, some big farmers here in Brazil, the ones that have done a big genetic improvement work on their farms, they get used to sell their genetic through embryos and DT embryos to the ones that wants to improve their genetic on their herds. So this is a subject that it was bringing too much headache to the genetic suppliers up to today, due to the results, poor results in the field, in the ET, in the preg check. And this genetic sales has a really big added value. It's a high genetic values embryos. And once the results didn't went well, the embryo needed to be replaced and the trust in the genetic provider get down. So the Transova DT embryo is different of the ones that we have available in Brazil up to today. And it's freezing better than the ones that we have here. So this has been bringing Transova business in Brazil to a spotlight as a solution to the DT results and this kind of business, that's this genetic sales through embryos. And now talking about the dairy perspective, how the dairy clients could experience the Transova benefits, I would say that the Taurus dairy breeders, they are also interested in this biotechnology, IVF embryos, but they are not using this nowadays because they have scars from the past, from negative experience that they lived in the past, such as high pregnancy losses, birth problems, cesarean, stillbirth, a lot of problems that they have in the past, and very often not completing a pregnancy. So most of these clients discarded to use the IVF embryos on their genetic programs and reproduction plans, because they have this kind of background with IVF dairy embryos, in a special Taurus embryos. So Transova focuses on the calf, and to have a good calf, healthy calf, we need to have a good pregnancy rate, a good embryo, a high quality embryo, good media, culture media, and also good process and good staff and everything. So we are following in Brazil the same standard that Transova already built in US. So the clients here in Brazil, we are not just promising to them the genetic progress through our embryo. We are not working with promises here anymore with Transova. The genetic progress really happens with the calf. And the dairy customer could leave the IVF benefits, IVF embryo benefits, on in practice.
Thank you, Namibia. That was a great overview of the all of the services and the background and kind of what experiences people have had there and, you know, what we're kind of hoping to change and provide. You've already answered some of my next question, but, you know, part of Transova, we're big into R&D and continuous improvement. And with that comes collecting a lot of data and analyzing results. I know internally we look at different breeds and how they differ. Jeff, could you kind of go into what are the results you're seeing out of the lab? And, you know, are the breeds different? Are the results different from breeds, you know, in the U.S. to Brazil? And kind of just give us some background on that.
Sure. So, yes, there are differences with Nelore being a huge part of the cattle population down there. I would say that from what we've seen out of the lab so far, that our production results have, I guess, I would say met or exceeded our expectations. Without speaking super specific, I mean, I think on the conception rate side of things, I know that the initial results we've seen, as Namibia mentioned, have been strong and very encouraging, particularly, I mean, the DT, I think, has been right in line with where we would expect. And, you know, there's been some challenges this year down with the drought situation. That certainly, you know, obviously can play into conception rate and stuff like that. But even despite some of those challenges, the performance of our product was, I feel like, very strong. And then Namibia can certainly add more if she has anything else on that specifically.
Yeah, we started the embryo production in the laboratory in two months ago, in August, end of August, after launch. And we faced first a really good conversion rate in the laboratory. And after that, we froze a few. The fuel production was to freeze. And also, we started to do some ET, fresh embryos. And we are already seeing some results in the field in the preg check. And every preg check that we receive from the field, we celebrate it because it's really exciting to have this kind of preg check, and especially in the drought period that Jeff mentioned. So the customer in the drought period are not expecting too much for the results that we are delivering to them in the preg check.
Yeah, that's great to hear that the results are going very well. If anybody in the States is listening and you don't know what a Nelore is, Google it. They're super cool cows. And then the dairy breeds are actually, what do they call them? Gear or Guirlandos, right? Which is a Gear Holstein cross. I think I want some in my pasture. They're super cool with the floppy ears and stuff. What, you know, we say like Brahmins here in the States are very high producing. Are the Nelore breeds kind of like that? They have a lot of oocytes and do really well, or how does that compare?
For me, Jeff?
Whoever.
Okay, good. So Nelore, it's a really productive breed. We are harvesting around 9.2 embryos per donor. So it's above the average that the other competitors are delivering. So it's we are harvesting a bigger amount of oocytes, and also we are having a bigger number of embryo produced, and this is impacting our customer a lot. So they now can reprogram again their genetic plans, their genetic strategy. They can do much more selection with this amount of embryos, and the genetic progress could run faster with a small amount of donors selected to be the donors of the next generation. So we squeeze the intensity of selection. So this brings much more genetic progress. So the customer are excited on this aspect, on the genetic progress, because they are selecting only the ones that they want to belong to the next generation, not the ones that they need to fill the amount of embryos to the amount of embryos for the next generation. They're taking much more in consideration the genetic now.
Yeah, it's really great to hear all of the success that you're having in the lab down there, Namibia. And, you know, you've done a lot of work to build your team, get everything up to par with Transova and providing the results that you need. What is the next big goal that you hope to accomplish for your team in Brazil? What do you all have your sights set on?
Okay, so we want to first, the first plan is show the result that we are getting for the market, the total market. So we want to show them. And we are adding much more numbers now that we are just receiving preg checks from field. We are increasing the number of results that we are having to show this to the market. And once we do this, we hope to increase our market share considerably. And increasing the market share increases our staff and infrastructure. So Brazil is an ocean of opportunities. And Brazil produces around a million embryos per year. So and most of the customers needed to professionalize their business and to keep at the activity. And quality embryos support this kind of statement. And in Brazil, we are missing this kind of quality. This quality service and product, embryos quality service and products, we are missing this kind of company here. And the breeders here in Brazil deserve this kind of quality embryos and quality services.
And we're excited that, you know, you have assembled the team that you have. I know we keep talking about this, but that you can turn kind of the... You know, you said people have maybe not had greatest of experiences or, you know, in the history. And so I'm excited for you and your team to kind of turn some of that around down there. And, you know, it's exciting for what's going to happen, not only for your team, but for the breeders in Brazil as well. Jeff, could you maybe talk about, you know, is there anything you'd want to add to what Namibia just said? Or do you want to talk about anything from what's next from an international expansion standpoint?
Well, I for sure want to just recognize Namibia for her efforts down there. She's just been a fantastic addition to the team, and I think has really is going to be a key person as we continue to grow down there. And just her dedication and passion for the IVF technology, but also just what I've seen from her dedication and desire for, you know, to serve the clients with the level of service and just commitment that Transova has. It's just something that I'm really proud of. And I just wanted to thank her for her efforts that she's put forward in Brazil. It's been fantastic. As far as, you know, additional things on our radar, I definitely feel this is an exciting time for Transova. I feel that, you know, being part of the Eurus family has been an awesome thing for Transova, and the opportunities that we have to partner with an Alta and, you know, have experience where we can go to a place where we've not been and have a good partner to work with. It just opens up a lot of doors for us. And I certainly think that, you know, there's other opportunities we're currently working on right now that I'm excited about and will put us in some other parts of the world as well that we're not currently in. And so, yeah, I think the next chapter in Transova's, you know, history is going to really be our growth internationally, becoming a, you know, a global company along with the Eurus family. So yeah, I'm really excited about the opportunities that I think we have in front of us, and hope that we can have the same level of success we've had in Brazil as we continue those ventures.
For sure. And I think we also need to give a shout out to Tiago and Rodrigo and the Alta marketing team for helping us out, get everything up and going. Camila has been awesome to work with and really helped with the launch down there. And I also, you know, a lot of people ask, you know, how it's been since Transova has joined Eurus. And I think this is just one of the many benefits of joining that family of we get to partner with our sister companies. And it's been nice to lean on others to help with this expansion, as Jeff mentioned. So it's been fun to watch. And if anybody's interested, we will link the Brazil Transova Brazil website and follow them on Instagram if you're interested. I follow some of the OPU techs on Instagram too, and I think they're better at social media than I am. Like they are so creative with their content that they share. So we threw out a lot of broad topics today at you both. Is there anything else that you want to add or wish we would have asked you about concerning Brazil?
I guess one final thing that I would like to add that I think is kind of exciting is that I think there's a lot of opportunities for us on the R&D side as well, working with Brazil. I know that we've had a lot of ongoing internal conversations just about opportunities where we can, you know, partner on some research type projects down there as well. And I know Dr. Baroni has a lot of interest in just continuing to focus on how can we continue to improve Transova product, but also are there things specifically that we can do in Brazil to even make things even better down there? And so that's, I think, something I'm excited about to see what we can have come out of some of those opportunities that we're working on.
And I would like also to say thank you for all the U.S., Transova U.S. is giving, the support that Transova U.S. is giving to us, because Transova U.S. is not measuring efforts to help us down here. In many aspects, they are supporting us too much. Many people came to us and all here in Brazil and also in U.S. when we went to U.S. to be training. And also, I would like to say thank you to Alta for being supported us during this time. Without them, without Thiago, Camila, and Rodrigo that you just said, they gave us a huge support here with their sales team or with helping us on our strategy locally. So I only would like to say thank you for all these people.
Very good. I think that's great that you're recognizing all the people that took to make this work, because it was a big group collaborative effort. And, you know, at Transova, we talk about being in the people business, and then, you know, we're in the people business of making, and then we make embryos, but we definitely got the who, you know, we got the right people on our bus to get this project started. And we're thankful for that. And, obviously kudos to both of you too. You know, you've been a big integral part of this project. And so we've really appreciated having you on today and for your insights into this project. Like Emily said, we will link, you know, the website and social media accounts for Brazil if you're interested in looking into it more, or contact information, we'll include that as well. So with that, thank you both for your time today. We appreciate it very much. And we will see you on the next Powered by Transova podcast.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.